feel bad about it. I know I'm gonna be alright. When I'm on the run, no one can stop me.
On the Run, which was the first single released by Leanna, an R&B and soul singer-songwriter from Quebec, who's soon to release her first full-length album on the Indica Records label. She has performed on Quebec's version of The Voice and at Montreal's Jazz Festival and Canadian Music Week. I spoke with Leanna over Skype. Leanna, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Hi, it's so nice to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about your early musical history. Did you grow up in a really musical family?
Not really, actually. Only like my grandfather used to sing in a choir. But other than that, my parents were in health mostly. And my brother ended up doing business. So I'm really like the wild card in the family, the only one doing music. And but we used to listen to a lot of music, like Diana Krall, a lot of Shania Twain, Celine Dion, of course. And my ears were bathed in a lot of nice music growing up.
When did you first realize it was something you wanted to pursue?
I was really young. I remember being 8 years old and like in my room and just imagining myself on stage and singing and doing music as a career. So I guess I had that on my mind for a long, long time and have always worked towards developing my skills and developing my singing and getting more and more experience. So it started off really, really young.
Can you remember what the very first record was that you ever bought for yourself?
I'm not sure. But I remember listening to a lot of Britney Spears really young. And I remember going to the library, actually, to go listen to the Destiny's Child album. And I remember, like, my parents didn't want me to listen to that because they found their outfits too sexy. And they thought it was a bad influence. So I would listen to it at the library. So I didn't buy it, sadly. But I really loved their music. So that's pretty much the albums that I really loved at that time.
You are such a great lyricist. How do you approach your songwriting? Do your lyrics usually inspire your music, or are you more likely to start with a beat or a melody?
Sometimes I'll start with a beat, but I really like to focus on the lyrics and the story and the music. It is really important for me. I love playing with words and creating images and moods and feelings. And when I listen to music, I really catch on the lyrics first, pretty much. I listen to the melody and the beat in second place to the lyrics. So I like to do just writing poetry in my iPhone, mostly on my notes. I put down ideas, and then when I get into the studio or I get to the piano, then I kind of craft it into a song. But I really like starting with the lyrics. Sometimes it goes the other way around, but mostly I start with the lyrics.
Do you draw much of the inspiration for your lyrics from your own life?
Yeah, I feel like when we approach life with a writer's eye, there's inspiration really everywhere. So if we pay attention, like in every moment in life, there's an image or a color or a mood that can inspire a whole new song. And so I try to keep my eyes open to new ideas.
You released your first single in 2016, an EP the following year, and you're now working on your first full-length album, Forward, which will be released on the Indica Records label this fall. How do you feel your sound has evolved with your newer music?
I guess at the beginning, like my first ever single that I released, On the Run, was really more dancey and popish, and I was really in the higher register in my voice. And with this album, Forward, I really wanted to do something that played into my strengths. I have a good a low voice, and we don't hear that a lot in pop music. So I wanted to bring that color to the music. And I wanted to do something really personal with Forward. The whole concept of the album is like, I go through stages of my life in different songs, and some of it is fictional, some of it is from inspired from my life. And so I kind of tied in difficult moments, and then I have happier tracks on there that are more about celebrating life and celebrating the journey through the ups and downs. And the last song, it's not released yet, but the title song, Forward, really wraps up the whole album and the whole concept of we have to accept the things that happen in life, and we have to find a way to move on. And even though some things are difficult, we have to rise up to the occasion, and we can't let those moments win over the whole thing.
The first single you released from the new record is called Red Light. What can you tell me about that one?
Red Light was really special to me because it talks about being self-sufficient and realizing that we're enough just the way we are. And sometimes we just have to acknowledge that to really feel it. And yeah, it's just a celebration of being independent and loving ourselves just the way we are and not having to have the validation of someone else in our lives. And so that's why it's really special. And I really like the melody and the whole mood of the song. It's very like nighttime. And yeah, it was pretty much all of those things wrapped up in a song.
knocking on my window pane. I hear you walking on from miles away. That's just where you are, 'cause that's just how you are. The lights are still spinning in my brain. I'm lying here drenched in lingerie, staring at the ceiling, and it's staring back at me. I can dance for myself tonight. Baby, turn on a red light. I can show for myself tonight. And maybe turn on a red light. The window shows my image on the street, giving all the neighbors a front row seat for all I care. Now I don't think you'd care. I'm gonna drink until the sun comes up. I'm going solo on this thing called love. That's just how I've been. That's how you've always been with me. I can dance for myself tonight. To come home, I've been doing just fine on my own. If you lost your way, lose it for good. I think you should.
I can